Hi, I'm Ross.
And I'm Alan.
And we fix everything. We just got finished watching Jorah and the Legend of the Golden City...
Monkeys.
I think that's the title.
Live-action Dora.
It's the live-action Dora. So, Alan, would you like to start?
Yeah. that was bad.
It's bad.
That was bad if I was a kid.
Yeah.
That was bad if I was a grown-up.
I think when my fifth graders saw it, they were like, Mr. Patrick, did you see the Dora movie? And I said, no, I kind of wanted to. And they're like, don't.
Don't. From a 10-year-old.
From a fifth grader, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I mean, it was bad. Critique time. You mentioned the movie doesn't know what tone it wants.
Yeah. Is it a fish out of water movie? Is it an adventure movie? Is it a jungle movie? Is it a romance movie? Is it a drama?
Is it a teen movie?
Is it a kids movie? Is it a young adult movie?
Yeah. There were some good things in there, though. The message. You can't do everything alone.
Yes.
Right?
But...
being okay with yourself.
It got muddled because there was the moment where she had to figure that out and she was like, I can't do this alone. I'm just a kid, and it's like, why? Where did this come from?
Where's the just a kid? It was
right.
never just
that
a kid.
That was never the theme.
No.
You glossed over the actual theme because you wanted it to be a kid's movie and relate to kids. The relate to kids is you need to have friends.
Right, right.
That's the theme of the movie.
Be yourself and get friends.
Yes.
Like that, I mean, they tell her, the parents tell Dora at the beginning, be yourself. And then she's weird, and she's weird, and she's weird. But being yourself...
Gets her
friends.
Right.
Like that's, I mean, that's, and so that's a great moral for a kids movie.
If they actually went with it. Speaking of the parents, they were the best part of the movie.
Without
Michael
question.
Peña and Eva Longoria, great.
Right.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Their reactions to everything that's happening and their dealings with Dora.
Yes. Yes.
Just great.
Yes, they were great. So.
How do we fix it?
Okay, so. First, the fix is you have to figure out what kind of movie you want.
Okay. You were saying at the beginning, it seems like this is going to go Crocodile Dundee, Jungle to Jungle, Fish Out of Water.
Yes, and I think that's half the movie. I like the idea of half in the school, half in the jungle, because that definitely fits movie tone and is totally possible. So you go fish out of water, right? You start off with the way they did it.
That was great. We started the movie and we started groaning because here's little Dora and little Diego, and they got a horribly CGI jaguar and monkey and a fox, and they're in this car, and we're like, what is this? This is stupid.
And they're swinging through the jungle on these.
And
vines.
All I say is, this better be a. imagination scene or something. This better be a all in her head scenario, and that's why the CGI characters are horrible looking.
And then, sure enough,
a second later, that happens.
It was her imagination, and the CGI was bad. And then I had to cry a little bit because the monkey
was still there after the imagination broke, and
the
CGI was not any better. This movie came out in 2019. The CGI should be better.
Yeah, for real. I mean, Terminator 25 years ago had better CGI.
So first of all, fix the CGI.
So let's start off in her imagination because this is a kid's show, right?
I liked that callback. That was a good callback.
Right. So start off that way, and then we meet her parents, and it turns out she's really this weird, live in the jungle,
right.
Super
There's this
smart.
Weird bit where she's like, she talks to the camera like she does in the show, and the dad's like, who are you talking to?
Hilarious.
Good bit.
Because she's a 10-year-old.
Good bit. And then he goes, and she'll grow out of it.
Right. And then she doesn't. Which is weird. So
Diego moves to the city, but they just say the city. Even though they're living in South America, clearly, the city is L.A.?
Yeah.
Not Lima, Peru, not Rio de Janeiro, not even Mexico City.
Mexico. Let's keep our city in South America.
But we have to relate to the kids in America,
which
this movie is.
No, F that. No, let's introduce kids to culture, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to another big city.
There are high schools
in other big cities, in other countries.
Right. Let's show people in the United States that people in Peru are just about the same.
Right. So let's send her to the city, but let's not have it be L.A. Mm-hmm. I mean, they never actually said L.A., but they showed a map, and they literally wrote LA. Hollywood on it.
Right, not even L.A., Hollywood.
Hollywood. Ugh. And they were not living in Hollywood.
No.
Sorry.
So Diego moves. Dora stays in the jungle. She grows up. She's doing this, like, this video thing, so her talking to the camera makes sense. But then, later, she's just doing it because she's
without the camera.
Without the camera, which doesn't make any sense.
So, then the world we live in, people record themselves all the time.
Which makes sense.
So, let's have her...
Let's have that be the bit.
Be
that's the
bit.
Reason why she's talking to the camera, right. Is because she's doing, like, a webcam show, which never shows up ever again.
Ever again. But let's work that in. That's great.
Yeah.
Or forget about it. Have it be something she grows out of, just like Dad said. Mm-hmm. Don't care either way.
So then the dad and the mom are going to look for this city of gold, and they have to send Dora to the city. It's been 10 years since she's seen Diego.
Right.
Diego's kind of a douche.
Okay, so we needed a little more background on Diego.
Yeah, that's the missing piece,
right,
I think.
Right, so for Diego, we needed a time when he came back from the jungle, and he goes to sixth grade. And because he's been living in a jungle, he's branded as a weirdo.
Yes.
And he has a really hard time in sixth grade. And it took him until, I don't know if they're supposed to be freshmen
school,
or seniors
whatever.
Doesn't until
matter.
High school. And now he's finally starting to normalize.
Yeah.
And he's starting to get his stuff together.
Yeah.
So that when she shows up and she's super weird, that gives him reason to freak out because he doesn't want...
He's made it in this jungle, and he's made it in the other jungle. He adapted to the new jungle, and now he has a piece of his old life coming back, and he has to fight it because he knows that's not the way you survive in this jungle.
Right, and so he wants to help Dora, his cousin, to get along.
To adapt.
Right,
get along.
To adapt and grow. And he goes about it a little wrong because of the trauma
that,
which gives him character.
Yes.
That was my problem with Diego, is there was no character.
Nothing.
I mean, the other two characters, the other two teenage
right,
friends.
Right, we had the one guy that was, like, weird, like, and it was early in the movies, so he had, like, all these movie references, which is great. Funny,
he needed to be weirder.
He needed to be weirder. He needed to be real weird.
Right.
And we had the other, she was, like, kind of the queen bee of the school, right? She was smartest, valedictorian, she was a...
Class president.
Just all around
right.
great.
Right.
But nobody liked her for forever, whatever
reason. So I like how Diego and her eventually lead to a little romance thing.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
But
let's give us a little heat. Like, let's
between
have
the weird dude.
Be...
Because he's weird because he's grown up in the city.
Right.
She's weird because she grew up in the jungle. So to meet those two together, that would be good symmetry. He grew up in the jungle, or she grew up in the jungle, he grew up in the city, right?
Oh, you're talking about Dora.
Dora and the weird kid. I forget his name.
I was talking about...
No.
Okay.
So they're both
okay.
weird
for different reasons,
and they eventually meet in the middle and figure out, oh, I like you, and this could work.
I'm weird this way, you're weird this way,
let's be weird together.
Right.
And then that's the purpose of the movie is combining the two worlds together.
Yes. I was talking about Diego.
You were talking about Diego.
And the smart chick.
Yes.
Before the adventure that they go on, there needs to be a reason for them.
There's just like, tension. There's no explanation.
Oh, she's just weird. That wasn't enough.
No,
I need a. He loses to a debate to her, or he wanted
right.
to be class president, or something.
Yeah,
right. She needs.
Or he had to pick on her because she's smart to make it
to
popular,
impress some friends,
and he became popular that way. Whatever
perfect.
Reason.
Perfect.
There
build
we go.
Something.
Backstory
it doesn't
between.
Matter. But some tension between them
yeah.
as enemies before the adventure.
So Dora's weird.
Yes.
In high school.
Yes.
And
trying to find friends. Now she feels lonely. I did like that, how they had, like, in the jungle, I was...
She was alone, but she
alone,
wasn't lonely.
But I was never lonely. And now I'm in high school,
and I'm lonely.
And I like that, and so...
We should have built on that. There was just, like, a little montage of, like, her doing stuff in high school. It just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
We need to have some more character development with Diego and
So let me ask you this question.
Okay.
In this movie, the group of teenagers become friends in the jungle.
Yes.
And I kind of like that. Should they have become friends before the jungle? In high school? Or should they have been...
maybe the three of them before Dora were friends.
In middle school?
In middle school, right?
Okay.
And this is the reason for the animosity between all three of them.
Sure.
Right? They got together because Diego and the other kid were weird and the other one was nerdy.
Sure.
And Diego, like, dropped those two to become popular. The other guy got super weird. The other one was like, well, I'm going to put all my the studies.
Sure.
And they need Dora to bring all three of them back together and become friends. And now they have Dora as well. All
right. I'm in. Because I feel like Dora needs to get a better handle on high school.
Right. We need to see that before they go on their adventure.
Right. Mercenaries kidnap. That was great.
Yeah.
It was a little
fine.
Awkward in the museum.
A little weird. There was a weird way to go about it.
Yeah. Like having the
They should have been like, well, Dora should have been like, come on, let's go explore the museum.
Yes, it should have been Dora's fault
and
a little
Dora, more. So they blame Dora, but then Dora saves them because she's the part of the jungle, whatever.
Yeah.
They meet this other guy who is stole the book or has the book given.
Right. That was really weak. We all knew he was the real bad guy.
And then they literally say, Dora, I'm the bad guy. And everyone's like, no, you're not. No. You're fine.
Yeah.
And then they meet up with their parents eventually after jungle and adventures.
Right.
Scorpions doing it on his head.
Yeah.
Quicksand.
Yeah.
Weird mushrooms that turn into a cartoon thing.
Yeah.
No. Out of here.
No. Get that. Let's do real jungle.
We can copy
the Indiana Jones stuff a little bit,
right.
Or the Jungle Book stuff.
Jumanji.
Yeah. We've been on jungle adventures before.
Yeah.
But guess what? We're going to go on a jungle adventure again.
Okay.
Just give us something fun for these four kids to do while running from the mercenaries. That's great.
So, speaking of the mercenaries, they were not bad. The people that were there were fine.
No, the people... people were great.
Why would you... I get it. He's a part of the show. We've already called back to him... swipe or no swiping at the beginning and her fantasy.
Right, yep.
But now there's an animated fox that's got a mask and he's terribly animated.
And he's talking.
And he's a part of the mercenary team.
Right. Well, like, how did he get on the mercenary team?
Yeah.
He was Dora's imagination. So, I think...
So how do we fix that? Because that's the worst part of the movie. It keeps taking me out of it.
I every time I was ready to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a character on the mercenary team.
Maybe the leader or, like, the second in command.
Named
Swiper. And he's a fox.
Named Fox. And then Dora will nickname him...
Swiper. And they're like, why?
Right.
Why are you calling Swiper? Well, he steals stuff.
Yeah.
His name's Fox. Like they said, we've heard him been called Fox.
Right.
Well, he's a Fox with character. He's a Swiper.
Right.
There you go. There is.
Because that's
and you can even have him have the mask and have him looking a little foxy.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's her callback to her imagination. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't bring you out of this world.
Right.
Because Boots being there as a monkey.
Okay.
Even though poorly animated, is fine as the monkey pet for the family.
I like Dora having a monkey. I like her in her young imagination, him talking and wearing boots and doing more than monkey things.
Yes.
But then when we come to reality,
it's just
monkey things.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with the monkey coming
in. He never took me out of the movie because it was just like little fun things here and there.
Yeah.
His boots like making a weird face or doing this or...
Yeah.
So then they meet up with the parents. They find the parents because they were lost.
Right, right.
And Dora found them. And the parents tell Dora, I've never met this guy. He must have stolen it.
Right.
What? Was anybody shocked?
No.
The fifth grader shocked.
No.
They literally said, he's the bad guy.
Yeah. So here's where I think the movie needs to take a twist.
Okay.
So I think that the guy who was tricking Dora, right?
Yeah.
Needs to actually have a change of heart. And like, Dora is so good and so honest, so oppressively positive.
Right.
That he goes from being the bad guy, he's not the dude that's in charge. In this movie, he's the leader.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So here, he's just one of the
lowly... He's one of the low ones and they put him there because they're annoyed by him.
Right. And so he actually has a change of heart and joins Team Dora.
Which doesn't happen in the movie. And it's not... I don't know why he doesn't. Right. He's grown to love these kids. You can tell that he likes these kids. Right. And then he gets back with the mercenary team and he sells them all out.
And he just hates these kids.
And then he becomes the main bad guy, even though he's the, like, pushed aside bad guy in the team.
Yeah. So let's keep him as, like, a henchman, a lowly henchman.
Lowly henchman, and he betrays the team and helps Team Dora get to the thing. Yep.
And honestly, if we want to up, you know, I think we need to raise the bar on this from a kids movie to a young adult teen movie.
Right.
Right? Because, as you mentioned, the kids who grew up watching Dora are in their 20s now.
Right.
Right?
Early 20s, so this is the perfect time to have them.
So, this guy actually sacrifices himself for the team, for Dora specifically.
So he dies.
Yes.
He dies, saves Dora, and gives them the book, and he says, go on without me. He Gandalfs it.
Yes. 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 He Gandalfs it. Because then we have some weight to this movie.
Now we have to finish the mission and beat the mercenaries to the lost city of gold for this guy.
Right. And lost city of gold, treasure hunting. It's a silly old trope. Yeah. I mean, but you know why not? I mean, it's okay.
It's all right to pay homage to the other movies and media from before.
Yeah. So we go on this adventure in the jungle. We meet this old Aztec.
Yeah.
Incan. I'm sorry. Yes, Incan.
Like soothsayer woman.
Right.
Lives in the jungle. Lives off the land.
It just doesn't make any sense. And then we've come to find out she's some sort of
goddess
protector.
They didn't seem like gods and goddesses. They just seemed like normal people, which is weird because how are they living in there? Like,
yeah. I almost think we get rid of.
I don't mind her being there to like help them guide them.
Yeah.
But then, like, just disappearing, like, as a spirit.
That's it.
Right?
That's it. Perfect.
Right?
Perfect.
So they run into her a few times along the way. Have the thing where she smashes the thing and tells them the order to pull the levers. Maybe she reminds them something of water. So, like, they get to the water part.
Right.
And then, like, after they find the Lost City of Gold and figure out the secret, she, like, you could see, like, her, like, I can leave now.
Yes. Yes.
It's safe with these people because they're not out for the treasure, they're out for the adventure. They're exploring, which is the other theme of the movie.
Right. That was I'm okay with having a lost tribe protecting this city.
That's okay.
You know, that's great. But we don't need to meet them. Like, we can see them when the old soothsayer vanishes.
Yeah.
They just walk back into the jungle.
Right. They're like,
Okay.
So it was weird. It was very much Indiana Jones 3, where the bad guy, who shouldn't be the bad guy, he should be sacrificed. It should be the other mercenary, the big dude, or have it be Fox.
Right. Fox.
He's the other character that's actually a character in that mercenary group.
Right.
So Fox goes in, he chooses the biggest, shiniest gold thing.
Yep.
And they say, bad choice, I think is what they said.
Poor
choice. It was almost exactly.
I'm trying to remember now because it was something. It wasn't poor choice. It was so close.
It was like they were writing this and were like, crap, we can't say
he chose poorly.
Because that's the exact thing that they say in Indiana Jones.
Unwise choice.
It's literally the same thing.
Just worded differently.
Yeah,
it's literally.
And then Dora goes in and she looks for water because that's what the gives her what.
And where did that come from?
Nowhere.
Like,
nowhere.
That came out of nowhere.
Nowhere. If they talked about that before, well, they used the gold because it purified the water and the water.
Something. Give me some reason.
Some reason for her to know that the water.
To pick that. Right?
Maybe she picked the monkey because it's like boots and boots is cool and she likes boots. Whatever.
Yes. Give me some reason why she knows. Something. I don't know.
So then, yeah. So she unlocks the secret of the Golden City, and then it, like, disappears?
Well, then Fox comes back to steal...
The treasure?
The monkey.
The monkey. The
choosing monkey.
Yeah.
Right? The testing monkey. Which was really...
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, it was very, very legendary.
It was probably the same set, and they were just like, yeah, we have this from
then,
the 90s.
And then the whole city being almost destroyed under this mysterious cloud of... I didn't like that.
Yeah.
It's just... That was too Indiana Jones.
They should have each taken a trinket. They should have each took something and be like, well, even though we had the adventure, we're not taking all the gold. We're taking this to remember our adventure.
You're right. One gold,
meaningful,
a little piece of thing.
Meaningful things, right?
Right. And then leaving the treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And maybe that's where we see the native people.
Yeah.
You know, they're there guarding it and like, hey. And they're like, we're just going to take
We're just taking this.
Right.
Or they grant them these things. They say, you're not here for the treasure, but here's some part of
the
treasure.
They gift them. So the teenagers leave the treasure alone.
They say, we're not going to do it.
Right.
We're not going to take anything because we're about here for the adventure, just to stop the people from stealing stuff. And then the soothsayer spirit and the tribes people, whatever, bequeath them a treasure each.
Yep.
For their bravery. Kind of like the Wizard of Oz at the end. Like, oh, here's the heart.
Yep.
Here's the
perfect.
Whatever.
Perfect. That's a great way to wrap.
Then they go back up to the city, Hollywood, which is L.A., which is not where they were actually.
No, they don't. No, they go back to Dora's.
They go back to Dora's parents' house,
right?
All four of them, right?
Right.
And the parents say they're going on another adventure. And they want Dora to go with her because before they didn't take Dora because she wasn't ready yet, but now she's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Totally fair.
Totally fair.
And then Dora says...
Dora says, I have my own... I have...
I want to figure this high school thing out.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I actually really like the end of that.
She leaves to go back hang with her friends, and the two just start crying and just being so dramatic, and it's perfect.
It was perfect. It actually ended really well.
And that, well, then they had this weird dance.
No, I don't remember a dance. I don't think that actually.
There was a good line about this. There was a good line about dysentery, though.
There were, like, some of the jokes were funny.
Some of the jokes really were good. There were, like, maybe five jokes that really landed and were great, and the rest of them were just felt.
So I feel like that's part of the fix-it here, is you have to hire a team of writers who can make good jokes.
Right.
Figure out the tone.
Or have these jokes that don't make sense now that pay off in the long run. Something better than what they did.
Right. Figure out that this is not a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If it's a kid's movie, hire a 12-year-old to play Dora and go that way.
Yeah.
No, we hired teenage kids.
But we still made it like a kid's movie.
Lose the animation.
Only in her brain. Maybe she has that then, and then when she has, they get the spores or whatever, then they could get back the animation.
Right. I mean, I could see, like, I didn't mind we're lost in the jungle, we got poisoned, now we're hallucinating by these weird mushroom fungi things. Old trope, but, you know, we could do it.
Yeah, and that's where you call back for all the other characters from the TV show, whatever.
I thought that was too much. We don't need to see
the blue cow from that one episode where she went to the farm.
Like, but her imagining these, imagining these people as anime,
yeah,
fine. But then the other people need to be having a different sort of hallucination.
Right?
And because then it's relative to each person.
Right.
But for everyone to be hallucinating in the animation, that didn't make sense.
Right. The kid that could hold his breath for 7 minutes could be all underwater. The smart girl could be like, oh, these are book characters that I know.
Perfect.
And then it's like, it's pointing out the obvious that they're ripping these characters from other stories.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Diego could be like, oh, we're in the jungle, but I'm imagining the city because that's his
struggle. Sure. Yeah. Perfect. And then the friends, well, the friends come back to save her. That was nice.
Yeah.
That's when, though, I did like how that's when those two choose
to,
okay,
together.
No, we're really going to be Dora's friends.
Yeah.
Like, let's be friends again. Let's be Dora's friends. We're in this together.
Yeah. So really, the fixing it is backstory on the characters.
Yes.
And shift of some of the characters' roles.
Yes.
With their groups.
Yes.
And tone. Make it more adult or don't. Either way. If you're going to go with the same cast, make it more adult.
Yeah.
Make Swiper a person named Fox that looks like Swiper from the thing.
Right.
Have Boots just be there to be a cute monkey, but make the animation good because you didn't have to spend the money on any other animation.
Right. And then, like you said, just step up the tone.
Figure it out.
Right? Have writers who can write some character development here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Dora's character development in the movie was actually pretty great.
Right.
That's kind of the only thing that really saved the movie.
Yeah. Her being like, well, I'm weird. And that's okay.
Like, her not to know she was weird.
Yeah.
And being okay being alone. Discovering she was
weird. And being sad that she's alone.
Being sad that she's alone. To, I'm okay being myself, if that means I'm alone. And then realizing, oh, because I'm myself, I now have these friends.
Yes.
Right? So, that was great. I thought that was great. They did that well. Mm-hmm.
If we fix those things, it could be a good movie.
I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
A nice... Teen adventure movie. You know, kind of like Percy Jackson should have been.
Yeah. We're excited about the
I'm
show.
So excited about that.
All right, yeah, that's Dora. Ross and I'll fix everything. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Ross.
And we just fixed that.